Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
How soon do I start asking you about trades and stuff, Matt?
This is Brewers 360.
My phone's always on.
But whether or not you take my call. All right, on this second Thursday of the regular season, Brewers Vice President, General Manager, Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year, Matt Arnold, live with us on Brewers 360. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
All right, Matt. So we have a soundbite we want to play for you. So this is your boss, Mark Ottanasio, who is taking part in a moderated conversation at Carroll University this week. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had this. And he brought up the fact that he had recently been talking to super agent Scott Boras.
Scott Boras, who's a well-known agent, I was talking to yesterday because Scott might have noticed that we needed some pitching, and he had a player, he thought, one of his that we should sign, who's going to throw a bullpen for us.
So, two-part question. Who's the player, and when's the bullpen session?
We're always trying to get better. I think that's the first thing. And Mark and I talk every day, and that's a huge part of what we want to try to do here is just continue to look everywhere, internally, externally, just to help the team every day. That's not just right now. It's all the time. And so, we're always on the lookout and have a number of guys on the radar to help us today and hopefully in the future as well.
Boy, I didn't hear a name or a time or anything in that answer, man. I don't know. Was I not listening?
There are a lot of names out okay. there. I got a long list, so.
Fair Good enough. Hey, feeling a lot better about the season, aren't we? I mean, it sounds absurd to call, a Wednesday afternoon game a half dozen games into the season a big win. But, man, it sure was.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We were talking after the game. Not all wins sometimes feel the same, just to get off to a little bit of a slow start. But the last couple of days, especially with guys like Chad Patrick and Freddie Peralta throwing maybe the best game I've ever seen him throw in all the years he's been here. Just incredible jobs by those guys, and just really exciting to build off those two outings and go into Cincinnati feeling really good.
So Merv said after the game that he told Bryce Terang, okay, hey, bunt it up the first base line. He's going to throw you a breaking ball. Do you read into that at all? Do you see it ahead of time before it happens? The rest of us see it. Do you know, okay, I wonder if Merv's going to have him bunt here?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that we talk about in our game prep. And Merv does an incredible job getting the guys ready to go. And so every day we have different meetings about different scenarios. And that's a huge part of it. And so sometimes, yeah, it's fun to watch it unfold. Sometimes it's also a little terrifying. But we try to prepare for every situation the other team is going to throw at us.
Two things on the pitching too, Matt. I wanted to ask you about Freddie's outing and also the entire staff. You had four pitchers on Wednesday. One walk through 11 innings. That is significant.
Yeah, no question. I think, that's been a big part of our game. And I think in the first few, obviously, we weren't doing that as well as we could and should. And so just attacking the zone. And I think when you see somebody like Freddie Peralta, especially, just he's got incredible stuff, just attacking the zone and filling it up, throwing strikes. Chad Patrick doing a nice job of that as well. And all the rest of the guys, like you mentioned, that's really good, and just continue to stay on offense while you're pitching is really, really important to us.
Talking with Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold this morning. Matt, I want to thank the Brewers for including me. I was so grateful to be a part of the really special night honoring Bob Uecker at Miller High Life Theater last night. Bob Costas, Al Michaels, Joe Torre, Commissioner Emeritus Bud Selig, so many others in the audience and a part of that amazing event. Way to put that thing together.
No, I certainly don't deserve any credit for that. That was really a team effort and incredible work by our group. Just to honor the legacy of Bob Uecker and how much that meant and all the people that came in. Like you said, there's so many Hall of Famers that were able to show up, and just a special night for a special man and somebody that we all cherished while he was here. And you knew how special he was when you were around him. And now that he's gone, we just treasure all the different stories that we have just being around him for so many years. But we'll certainly miss him, and he's still certainly with us here every single day.
How late of a night was it?
It was late. We all stayed late. A lot of us stayed hung around and told some cool stories. And Got to run in some former players I hadn't seen in a long time, and a lot of people just around the game and special people. You know, I got to spend a couple minutes afterwards with his wife Judy, which was probably the highlight for me, just to see her and give her a big hug after everything that she's been through. So yeah, just a really, really cool night with a lot of special people in the room.
Well, thanks, Matt. Appreciate that, and appreciate being invited as well so that I could share with other folks this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are always a part of our Brewers family.
Well, Brewers and Cincinnati Reds tonight, 6:40, first pitch at American Family
Field.
We'll
see you at that bullpen session.
Yeah,
Vince
we'll
and I can be there. We can hold the gun.
Sounds good. I'll see you guys there.
Brewers Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold.
He gets on base a lot, Rocco. Do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.